number 1973, Osprey Point Preserve LLC.
Just because you loved my voice so much, I'm going to make another motion.
All right. Well, we want to get it, we need to get all we can out of you.
That's right. Make you earn your money.
That's right. We're going to make you earn it. Yeah. You earn that retirement. You earn that retirement. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a partial denial of change of zone number 1973 to amend the Osprey Point RPC approved as change of zone number 1759 and ordinance number 2475 to allow commercial uses within the residential planned community based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking to amend the Osprey Point residential planned community approved as change of zone number 1759 and ordinance number 2475 to add a commercial use to the RPC in the form of a restaurant and commercial marina. When Osprey Point was first approved, it did not include commercial uses. Two, a rezoning application such as this is legislative in nature. Therefore, Sussex County has discretion in deciding whether to approve this amendment to the RPC. In this case, there was substantial opposition to the request from neighboring property owners, citing concerns about the incompatibility of commercial uses with the surrounding residential area, increased traffic, increased noise, and other negative impacts of the request. I find all of this to be compelling and in support of a denial of this request. Three, the Sussex County Zoning Code permits certain limited commercial uses within an RPC. It states that commercial uses of convenience and necessity to the development as a whole may be permitted. In this case, the proposal seeks to allow a waterfront restaurant to be built within this otherwise residential community, which is itself surrounded by residential development. Waterfront restaurants, by their nature, are very popular attractions, and there are not many of them in Sussex County. One such example is Paradise Grill within the Potnets residential community. It is common knowledge that it attracts customers from far and wide, given its location and views. Such a restaurant would be no different here. And it would clearly not only be for the convenience and necessity of Osprey Point as required by the zoning code. What is proposed does not fall under the type of commercial use that is permitted in an RPC. Four, at the time Osprey Point was approved by ordinance number 2475, the residential density of the development was substantially reduced because of opposition to the density that was originally proposed. The ordinance states that the original density and housing types were inconsistent with the surrounding residential communities. A destination waterfront restaurant would certainly be a more intensive use than anything else in this area of Old Landing Road. I see no compelling reason to go backward against the determination in 2016 to reduce the intensity of the RPC by permitting more intensive commercial uses within the residential development and its surrounding neighborhood now. Five, Old Landing Road is a two-lane, dead-end winding road. It's not currently suited to handle the increased traffic, pedestrians, bikers, trash trucks, and delivery vehicles that would be utilizing this destination restaurant if approved. Six, in summary, I do not see any legitimate reason to permit an intensive commercial use in the form of what would certainly be a waterfront destination restaurant that will attract customers from far and wide beyond the confines of just Osprey Point. What has been asked for exceeds what is intended for the limited commercial uses within an RPC. For all these reasons, it is recommended that the request to amend change of zone number 1759 and ordinance number 2475 to allow commercial uses in the form of a restaurant and commercial marina within the RPC should be denied. Seven, however, I am recommending approval of a marina with no more than 25 boat slips for the exclusive use of the residents of Osprey Point. The slips in this marina may not be bought, sold, leased, or occupied by anyone other than property owners within Osprey Point. The approval of this marina is an amenity for Osprey Point. As an amenity for Osprey Point is subject to the following conditions. A, this marina shall be an amenity for the property owners within Osprey Point and shall be limited to use by boats owned by property owners within Osprey Point. No slips shall be bought, sold, leased, or occupied by anyone other than owners of residential units within Osprey Point. B, there shall be no more than 25 boat slips within the marina. C, no boats shall be repaired or refueled at the marina. D, there shall not be any pump out locations on the docks or within the marina. E, DENREC approval shall be obtained for the marina use prior to final site plan approval. F, the existing final site plan for Osprey Point shall be revised to include this marina as an amenity for the property owners within the development. The revised final site plan shall include condition A above. The revised final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend a partial denial and a partial approval of the conditional or change of zone number 1973 Osprey Point Preserve LLC for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes with the motion to deny the commercial and approve the marina as stated in the motion with the conditions.
Okay. Ms. McGee.
I vote yes to deny the commercial and approve the marina for all the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Holly Stevenson.
I also vote yes for denying the commercial and approving the marina for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
Well, so far I'm going to be odd man out.
Go for it.
Because I think that there's a lot of folks that do live on Old Landing Road that are now forced to go out to Route 1 to a restaurant. And I just think that there's a balance to all of this. But you know, if we're concerned about traffic out on Route 1, like I said, there's a balance to it all. So I'm voting against the motion.
All right, thank you. And the chair votes in favor of the motion, although somewhat reluctantly because of the concerns that Mr. Hopkins expressed. But the motion carries 4-1. Thank you. Our next item is...